Hey, you're back on the Elaborators. You're with Justin, and I'm part of the WBC team. If you're listening to the Elaborators, we are so, so grateful. Actually, there's a whole bunch of you watching it as well on the YouTube, so hi to all the YouTube watchers. It's lovely to have you with us. We are in week, I don't know, six or something of our Finding Peace series here at WBC, and over the weekend we talked about the word rest, and we talked about what it was to delight in the Lord, the difference between sleep and rest. So this is going out to all the busy people. Remember, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. So if you're weary and burdened, congratulations, you are on the right podcast. And to help me out today with a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Abby.
Oh. Hello.
How you doing, my friend?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Now, I just want to get it out of the way first because you are a mother, right? So to actually make this thing legit, you have to use the phrase at some point. As a busy mum.
Okay.
So if we could just start there. Just give me an as a busy mum.
As a busy mum. I'm busy all the time.
You are busy. But I tell you what, it's lovely to have you in the house. You are a mother of how many little people?
Two little girls.
How old are they?
5 and 1.
Yes. And you also look after a husband, I believe.
I do.
Yes.
And he keeps me very busy.
He does. So you're a mother of two. You are a working mum. Hubby's working too. And you are part of the ministry here at WBC. Give us a bit of a lowdown of what you do for the church community here at WBC.
Yeah, so I look after the kids ministry and the youth ministry and all the teams that are a part of that as well. So,
how many volunteers are you coordinating on any given week, do you reckon?
On a week, I'm not sure. There's 70-plus volunteers.
I don't know why I chose that sound effect. That was not the right sound effect. This one was. And this is the one I get. Yeah. Anyway, so 70 plus, but over 2022, which 2022 I've decided does not count. I don't know what 2022 is, but it's 2020 and 2021 was like, yeah, everyone's at home sort of thing, in and out and in and out and in and out. And then this year is like, well, it should all work, but it hasn't just all worked, has it?
No, it's felt like a random year that's gone really fast and really slow at the same time.
Yes.
Like, that's not a good sure who's come and going or up or down or anything. So yes.
So on any given week, you're coordinating up to, you've got a roster of 70 volunteers, but you're rostering them through. And on any given week, you can have 10 or 12 people rostered on. And when we say rostered on in our context, that means people are going to come on the weekend, volunteer and help us run the different parts of the service that we run, including looking after, you know, running kids' church and that sort of stuff. But you've had plenty of weeks where half of that team has come down with COVID, fallen off a box and hurt themselves, whatever it's been.
Yeah.
But how has that felt to you this year, knowing that last year the stress was make a video? This year is look after the people.
Yeah, I think one of the things, or one of the words we use a lot, is pivot.
Pivot.
And that really has been the word for this year. It's just it can bottom out on a Sunday morning and, you know, volunteers can't turn up for whatever reason. And we just have to make do. We just have to make good decisions in the moment.
Exactly. I am getting a picture. I'm a child of the 90s, so I'm getting a picture of Ross moving the couch up the stairs, yelling pivot, which became obviously a gif or a gif, depending which school you went to. So you've got that sense of, on a Sunday too, the variation in the amount of children that you're including in your program. Some weeks it can be 120, some weeks it can be 60. How do you pivot for that sort of thing?
We just have, sometimes it's go with the flow.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, setting expectations for a Sunday is really hard because you don't know what you're going to get. And I remember some weeks we've walked in thinking this week it's going to be a big week because, you know, it's a public holiday or it's a whatever it is.
Yeah.
And we rock in and there's not that many kids around. It's like, oh, okay. And then it's the flip side as well. The weeks that we're like, for sure, this is the week that everyone goes on holidays and we're not going to see anyone. And that's, you know, the weeks that we have really high numbers. So it's, you know, it goes back to this year has been so different and so not like any other year that we've experienced.
Yeah.
Where,
because last year, the being at home sort of felt like you should be resting, but it felt like stress because your whole world was contained within your own house. Mm. We're trying to apply Jesus' words in Matthew 11:28-30, which said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you
rest.
Rest, you know. And we talked about the idea that rest, if rest is the answer, what's the right question? Which we landed on Psalm 1. Blessed are they who delight in the Lord, for they will find rest, right? So that's a truncation of the scripture itself. But this idea that delighting in the Lord is actually where you find your rest. So weekends are hectic for you between sort of your youth work and kids work and whatever. You go home, you got the little ones, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're doing all the stuff, you're doing the kinder runs. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. And then the Bible says, find rest. Are you any good at that?
No. I think anyone who says that they are good at that is probably fibbing.
No. I, if anyone says they're good at that, I'm coming to your class, yeah. Right? But I think this was the idea of coming to this idea of what Jesus said to us was all who are weary and burdened. Mm. So to anyone listening or watching, if you're weary and burdened, that means you qualify for the rest that Jesus offers. And the rest, when the psalmist talks about it in Psalm 1, he talks about this idea that delighting in the Lord is actually what brings us rest. Now, we had a look at some research done by Claudia Hammond, who wrote a book called, wait for it, The Art of Rest. And I love the title because it says, you know, rest isn't something that necessarily comes naturally. You've just said most of us don't think we're any good at it. Yeah. So it is something that we should talk about and something that we should practice. We should practice rest. So ready for the top 10 ways? Did you catch up on any of these?
I did. I saw this on Sunday. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the top 10 ways were to find rest. These were 18,000 people were interviewed, and this was what came back. Mindfulness. Mm-hmm. I know that you're a bit of a proponent. Is it proponent? Is that the word? Anyway, I need some mindfulness to figure out how to use English. Watching TV was number 9. Daydreaming was number 8. A nice hot bath, a good walk, doing nothing in particular. That was my particular favorite one. Listening to music, of course, that's one of my faves. Being alone, time in nature, and number 1 was reading. Mm. So when you look at that list, which are the ones that jump out at you as that would come naturally to you?
Well, I think, yeah, funnily enough, the hot bath. I don't really enjoy a bath, but, you know, just it's the spa vibes.
The spa,
I have a spa background, so, you know, the music. Oh,
we
and
need
the
whale
chill.
Music. I don't have any whale music, Sim.
I know. Oh.
Producer Simon is gonna. This is a pre-record. So Producer Simon has promised me he's put some whale music under us speaking right now.
Great.
Okay.
Some Enya.
So you are now in Enya is. Gosh, Enya recorded those things in the early 90s, and we're still playing them. So anyway, we can't use Enya because it's copyrighted. We'll use something that sounds like Enya. Okay, so you've walked in, you've got the candles burning and the essence, and the children are just not there. Is that the vibe?
I mean, yes, that would be great. A nice massage, that should have been on the list, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you could just, you know, grab a nice hot bath.
I want to create the list.
What I did notice is most of these things are actually done alone. There are several of those activities you can do with others, watching TV and whatever, but they are really...
Particularly number 3, being alone.
Being alone is number 3, is done alone. You can't be alone without being alone. But it's interesting to me because that list, there's something on that list that jumps out at you, which says to me we have a natural rhythm within us that says we don't need to go searching for magic tricks. And I found that particularly encouraging, especially when it came to, as a creative person, daydreaming is incredibly important to actually being who I am. I can't bring ideas to the table. I can't think of new things unless I get that headspace. So for me, and I think I've talked about this before, one of the things I do for a bit of headspace is actually clean.
Yep.
Because cleaning is I'm engaged in achieving something. There's mm-hmm. something being achieved. So as a driven person, I'm cleaning and I'm achieving something. But I'm not necessarily having to think about what I'm doing, which gives me the chance to daydream. You're a bit of a daydreamer.
Yeah. I mean, in the creative way, probably different too. I was just wondering, though, with your listening to music, because you're a creator of music, mm-hmm. can that, like, is the listening all that restful for you, or are you in more an analysis mindset when you listen to music, or can you enjoy it and rest?
Yeah, well, I mean, great question. We used to go and see a band called Funk Fiction back in the day, and made up of all the best musos in Melbourne, and we'd go and see them in a pub in Fitzroy, and all the musos from around town, all the university students would rock up, And I always knew the ones that were way too analytical because they were at the back with their arms folded watching how the musicians played. Mm. I was up the front dancing with my friends because I am very deliberate about disengaging my analytical brain in those spaces and just enjoying what music can do for our mind, body and soul. So, yeah, there are certainly times when I'm making music where it gets overly analytical. And as you know, in the creative process, you can overcook things pretty quickly. And that's where we talk about, you know, really deep and meaningful things like the vibe. When the vibe's gone, it means you've gotten too over-analytical. I wanted to go back to some of the research that Claudia Hammond did in her book, The Art of Rest. This was the statement, the rest deficit, both perceived and real, I thought that was interesting. Some of it is perceived, some of it is just statements, throwaway statements that we make, but there is reality to it, is damaging in many ways, she says. So this is some stats from the UK and the US she used. Today in the UK, half a million people are suffering from work-related stress. In the US, 13% of injuries sustained at work can be attributed to fatigue. More than a quarter of people have fallen asleep at work. I'm just looking over at the corner at producer Simon just to see if he's actually nodded off now. sorry, that should have been there, really, shouldn't it? I've fallen asleep at work, and 16% have fallen asleep recently while driving.
That's scary.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
So when we talk about the lack of rest, it has very, very powerful impacts on how we get about our day. Yeah. So you're a woman of faith.
Yes.
You're a mum. I'm going to say as a busy mum.
Yes, as a busy mum.
thank you. As a busy mum, you for the benefit of the little people you look after, you have to find rest.
Yeah.
So has it become a discipline in your life? Are you any good at it? Are you getting better as 2022 has developed and you've pivoted?
I think after the last couple of years, it has highlighted the importance of rest. Mm. And as we say, there's so many things that can go wrong if you're not well rested. Things like falling asleep while driving, but even just how you do relationship with people or how you perform at your job or whatever it is, the lack of rest actually ripples into everything else that you do. And so it has been more important for me to prioritize rest in my week so that I can be a better mom, be a better wife, be better at work.
We did notice you falling asleep at your desk the other day, and we have footage, which we'll publish later. No, but the point is that all of these top 10 lists that we just talked about, they are essentially done alone, and yet they are done for the benefit of you, yes, but for the benefit of those that you care for, look after, and the community that you're a part of. Mm. So I actually want to, I just want to applaud people who are actually taking this seriously, because what you're doing by taking this seriously is making the people around you feel safer. Mm. You're creating better community. You're creating safer community, and you are leading by example. Now, I need to point out that being busy is often just part of a personality. If you're a driven person, if you like to create and make and get things done, you know, if you're like Abby and I, and certainly producer Simon, we'll sit up late and we'll get the thing done because we can't go to sleep until the thing's done. Mm. So that's a personality type. There's a drive to that. There's a difference between wanting to make, create, and finish something and refusing to allow your body and your mind and your soul and your spirit to rest.
I guess it's that idea of you can't pour from an empty cup, or, you know, put your life jacket on before the person next to you. If you're at a deficit, you're not going to be able to be any good to anybody else. And that's a continual reminder for me, particularly as a parent and particularly as a wife. You know, my two higher priorities is that I have to be able to give, and in order to give, I need to be filled as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, you can't draw water from an empty well.
Yeah.
But honestly, you're one of those people that seems to effervesce, and you're always bubbling and flowing over. And, you know, I've never even seen you in a bad mood. Although we are digging up that footage too. But Abs, thank you so much for being with us on The Elaborators today.
My pleasure. Hopefully there's more stories shared of how we're finding rest after this week being inspired.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, well, you're involved in our Wonder production. You're coordinating some dances and some things and some whatevers. So how are you feeling about that? Because I know that that's kind of one of those, but also wee kind of feelings. That's an official verbal response to how it feels to create things. It's and
yeah. Yay. No, it's exciting. You know, anything that it's a little bit different from the normal. It's not my day job to do what I'm doing now. But it's exciting and it's fun and it's something that every year we look forward to as a church. And so to be a part of that is, yeah, pretty cool.
And I'm looking forward to you making the green room into like a spa area. So if you could get some candles burning and...
Yeah. Awesome.
Some dimly lit space and no children. No, not really. Habs, thanks for being part of the Elaborators.
Woohoo! Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, producer Simon jumps in the hot seat. Thanks to Abby for coming in and being part of the Elaborators. Right now, I've got to get producer Simon back in the hot seat. How are you, mate? You doing all right?
I am well, thank you. I'm enjoying the spa bubbles.
Is the Enya music still playing? I don't.
It could be. It could be. I'm imagining that it is.
Do you know, according to Claudia Hammond, over 75% of us have been so stressed at some point in the last year that we have felt overwhelmed and unable to cope.
My hand is up.
Your hand is up. The hand's up.
Essentially, so like yesterday.
Right. And currently whilst recording the Elaborators.
Yeah.
But to drill down to it real quick, we've been talking about what it is to obviously acknowledge our stress and acknowledge our tired. We've talked over this series about burnout, about anxiety, about those sorts of things. And I feel like in this conversation around rest, again, we're all qualified. Jesus said, come to me all who are weary and burdened and I will give you rest. So we're all qualified because we all bring a weary and a wearisome burden. But finding rest has been about tapping into the simplicity of who we are rather than reaching for something complex. So I think you've seen that top 10 list we've been talking about. What's the one that jumps out for you?
Yes, number two, time in nature.
Yes.
For me, and not the long walks down the beach with my better half or through the forest. Although when we do get out to nature, that's great. I love that.
So I just got to, I'll circle back, but you and Beck go for a walk in nature. Is Beck out front running ahead and you're dawdling, or are you actually walking? So what's happening when you're out there?
I am generally dawdling. And daydreaming.
I'm just
staring at the trees and all of that. And Beck would probably be taking great photos and making a cool Insta reel out of it.
But
that is her rest too.
Yeah. But either way, you're out there together, but you're essentially still running your own play whilst you're in that nature walk. Yeah. Yep. So I think that's just a fun one. So coming back to your day-to-day use of the in nature, Mr. Gardener, you're a gardener. Is this the thing?
Yes. I don't know much about, I'm not a, whatever the fancy word for a gardener is. I don't even know what that is. So that's green how little thumb, gardener I am. You could maybe call me a green thumb.
Yes.
But I've got a lovely garden in my front yard and backyard, and I like making sure that it looks nice.
Yeah.
And that is a nice brain break for me. Pulling out weeds, pruning branches, mowing the lawn, which right now seems like every other day.
Yeah. So coming into spring and everything's overgrown or starting to overgrow and whatever. This idea of feeling overwhelmed, do you know whether you're any good at recognizing the overwhelmed and then gardening?
Yes. I'm certainly better at that than I was a few years ago.
Right.
I really picked up on that during the COVID break.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also before COVID. I was freelancing design work, as well as some church stuff, as well as stay at home dad and things.
So you're running three different Simons on
any
given day.
Three to four different Simons on a given day. And COVID basically helped me. Once remote learning came into my house, that was a fifth Simon, teacher dad.
Yep.
And other ones disappeared. So I basically stopped freelancing during COVID and doing all of that. I recognized that there were too many of me, worlds colliding.
And, a George divided against himself.
That's it. And I really had to, it was very noticeable to me then. That was a real learning thing that I was able to pick which ones and drop them out.
Was it other people that helped you recognize that, or do you feel like you had the skill and you figured it out?
Probably from Beck as my wife and myself. would be, I mean, that was during COVID, that was the bubble anyway, right?
That was, yeah, exactly. So I don't think that's the important thing. We've come out of these bubbles of our own homes, which this statistic is saying we felt overwhelmed in our own homes. We've come out of those bubbles, but we still need those significant others in our life, wife, partner, whatever, somebody close enough to say, hey, I think you might be tipping over the edge.
Right, or just suggest an idea.
Mm. Yeah. Because sometimes it is, and sometimes it is just that simplicity of, have you tried? So for me, as we've talked before, I pick up my guitar and I play my guitar, and that's a good de-stress. So what's one for you?
Yes, well, doing the weeds as before, like I'll literally get away from the computer and get out in the air and the sun.
Yes.
Do all that. If it's not that, it will probably be quite late at night when the rest of the house is in bed, and I'll put the TV on and I'll watch shows that I'm one of those TV watchers where I can finish a TV show that, you know, is a bit full on and a bit dramatic and a Breaking Bad or something like that. And
yeah.
Sometimes you'll finish the show and be like, I don't really feel great after watching that.
Yeah.
But I'm a little more relaxed still at the same time.
Right, right, right.
Or it'll be a sitcom and you and I are Seinfeld obsessed and it's the show that you put on that you know and your brain shuts off.
The thing that you don't need to concentrate on, which I think is kind of what we're drilling down to here. There's something for our listeners, there's something that is part of your world that you don't have to think about that has a simplicity to it and a beauty to it and a freeing feeling to it. And again, taking a nap and things like that, those sleep-based things are definitely part of it. But what we're saying is the difference between when you can't get sleep but you still need rest, this idea of watching TV and those sorts of things and daydreaming and being alone. But one of the things for me, of course, is not only do I like playing my guitar, but often the way I'll do that is by opening the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And reading and playing along. And I learned that years ago watching an artist named Chuck Gerard. You've never heard of Chuck Gerard, but that's okay. For everyone listening that knows Chuck Gerard, they've just gone, oh, he's mentioned Chuck. So Chuck was a guy in the 80s, amazing piano player and singer. And I watched him one time at an event get his Bible out, put it on the music stand at the piano, open to a psalm and just start playing the piano and singing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, observing that you were allowed to do that, you know, as a child, you're like, I've just never seen it. And I've done that for years now, just opening the Bible and singing through some of the lines of the Psalms and things like that. Is there a spiritual thing that you do that feels natural to you?
I do like listening. I'm not very musical. I'm not a musician in any way, but I do love just putting the Spotify on or the tunes on. And I do absorb myself into that quite nicely.
Just as a tip for everybody listening, we do have WBC playlists.
We do.
What's the one you grab?
There's a few. We've got a great couple of volunteers, Ben and Jill, who curate all of our Spotify playlists. Mm-hmm. I'm a lo-fi dude.
Lo-fi.
So I certainly like to just have not much going on in that chill,
chill
vibe. Well, then they've got as a little plug, we've got a weekly highlights one.
Yeah.
Which, if you try and listen to it top to bottom, is incredibly random.
Oh, yes.
But because the whole idea is that you kind of find ones and you use them as jumping off points to find more.
Well, get onto the playlist. Look, yeah. I've just picked up my guitar because I can.
Yep.
This is sometimes it's just fun for me. Do you like Psalm 1?
Psalm 1. Yes, you've mentioned that on the
I've mentioned that
on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So sometimes, you know, we were playing any music before, making it feel like a spa. But isn't it funny how you play music and it just changes the pace at which you move, a whole lot of things. But check this. This is what Psalm 1 says. How well God must like you. You don't walk in the ruts of those blind as bats. You don't stand with the good for nothings. You don't take your seat among the know-it-alls. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You're like a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, and always in blossom. You're not at all like the wicked, who are mere wind-blown dust, without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. God charts the road you take. The road they take leads to nowhere. how well God must like you.
Thanks.
Think that'll do for the Elaborators today. It's been a beautiful thing to read scripture, to talk about gardening. And I forgot to get you to say, as a busy dad. You've got to say, as a busy dad.
And as a busy dad.
hang on.
Ready? Sound effects. Ready? You need as a busy dad.
Oh,
I get applause for being a busy dad.
I don't even know.
I like these dudes. We talked about these a few weeks ago.
These guys are so nice to us. As busy dads, that's enough of that. Hey, producer Simon, thanks, mate.
You're welcome. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks to Abby. Thanks for being a part of the Elaborators podcast. And we will catch you all again real, real soon. Don't forget to let us know. Do the like, do the share, do the review things. And let us know what you're getting out of these Elaborator podcasts. And perhaps even give us some suggestions on what you want to hear a little more of. But we're praying for you. We're hoping that you find some rest this week. Reading, doing time in nature, all that. But for us, we're going to do nothing at all.
Can you imagine?
Nothing for the next 10 seconds. Then we're back to work, Simon. Let's go.
Okay, bye.